Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we are coming at you from beautiful Quail Park here in Visalia, California. And we are cooking up a storm today. This week's recipe, beets. And we're doing a crispy beet chips and a beet chili garlic aioli. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is get my beets, and I'm going to slice them very, very thin. And I like to use a mandolin. Now, if you've never used a mandolin slicer, you need to always remember, very, very sharp. If your mandolin comes with any instructions, I would highly recommend reading them before you start doing this, only because this could be very, very dangerous. What we're going to do first is we'll slice the 8 ounces of beets. And I like them paper thin. We're almost going to be making like potato chip style thickness. So very, very, very thin. We're going to go ahead and we're going to do 1 cup of cornstarch. And I'm going to season that with salt and pepper, always to taste. We want to make sure that cornstarch has the flavor, because what we're going to do is we're going to take those beets and we're going to go ahead and mix them around in that cornstarch, almost like if we're breading them in the cornstarch. And once it's nice and good to go, I'm going to go ahead and put it in the fryer. Now, the fryer, I don't expect everybody to have a fryer in their home kitchens. But remember, we're just trying to get to the temperature of 350 degrees, and you can put oil in the sauce pot. I've done this my whole career. It's really good. It's very easy to do, and it also is a lot easier to clean than having an actual deep fryer. Now, once we have that temperature of 150, what I like to do is just turn the heat completely off, because if you leave the heat on, it will definitely climb, especially as we start adding product into the oil. Now, we're going to make the aioli. So while those beets are frying up, and they don't take long at all, I'd say maybe about 2 minutes, and they're good to go. And this is with raw beets. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to make our aioli. So what we're going to do is we're going to take one lemon, and we're going to zest that. 2 cups of mayonnaise. And if you need an easier mayo recipe, I can do that as well. But I mean, for everybody who doesn't want to sit there and make a mayonnaise, you know, you might as well just get some good quality mayo. I always like to get the off-brand stuff if you're going to use any, because it doesn't have that much added flavor. We're adding flavor to this. 2 tablespoons of chili flakes, 1 tablespoon of minced garlic, 1 tablespoon of honey, and 2 tablespoons of beet puree. Mix that all together. Just use it as a dip to go with those beets and enjoy. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.theuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.